Blog Talk Radio.
All right, and we are here. Let's go, y'all. Is a lost cause or not? How to know if something is a lost cause or not? Have you ever had to deal with a lost cause? Do you know what a lost cause is? Do you believe in something being a lost cause, or are you the optimistic type of person, the most forward-thinking, most optimistic, most positive person that you could ever think about in life? Do you see the silver lining in every cloud? Do you see the good in every person and in every living thing and in every situation? Are you able to pick out the positive? Are you a positive picker of everything that you see? Or are you the type of person that kind of lets things play out the way that it's going to play out and makes a determination about whether it's good in practice or good in theory? Is it good because I think it's good, or is it good because it's good for everybody else? Is it good for the individual, or is it good for the situation? Is it good for the community, or is it just good for the home? Well, we're going to talk about it, be about it, get involved. These puzzle pieces right now, we're going to solve, baby. It is the Daily Go Get 'Emism Show, and we are talking about lost causes. What do y'all know? How to know if something is a lost cause? When was the last time? When was the first time? When was any time that you've had to deal with something that was a lost cause? Do you even know what we're talking about? Do you even know? Do you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth? Have you ever dealt with something or someone that was a lost cause? A lost cause is something or someone that cannot be strayed away from the path that it is going on. A lost cause is something that is going to stay on the same track that it's on, regardless of your intervention, regardless of what you say to it, do to it, try to help it, try to change it, try to reason with it. It is going the way that it is going to go, and it does not seem to matter what kind of intervention, what kind of involvement. There's another word I'm looking for. Interruption. Regardless of what interruption that you may give to this thing or this person, it's going to go the way that it's going to go. It's going to go in the direction that it's going. And it can be very demoralizing for somebody who is really trying to help to deal with someone or something that is a lost cause, because you may not want to look at something as being a lost cause. You may have dealt with a family member, a child of yours, even yourself. There could be times in your life where you may have been a lost cause as far as somebody else was concerned. Many people have had to deal with times when they were a lost cause. People who have been on drugs, they look back on themselves and they say, yeah, I was a lost cause. There was nothing anybody could do to get me off drugs. There was nothing anybody could do to keep me away from being in that culture. There was nothing anybody could do to put me on a path of straight and narrow. It's either they recognize that they were going in a direction that nobody else could stray them away from, or they're going to blame everybody else for their drug involvement. I know that you've heard people do it. Well, if I wouldn't have been abused when I was young, I would have never got on drugs. If my uncle wouldn't have touched me, I wouldn't have got on drugs. If my mom had loved me, I wouldn't have got on drugs. If my father had been around, I wouldn't have got on drugs. If my brother had not been a thug, I wouldn't have been on drugs. My cousin ain't sell the drugs, I wouldn't have been on drugs. If it wasn't for my neighborhood, I wouldn't have been on drugs. If it wasn't for the white man, I wouldn't have been on drugs. If it wasn't for oppression, I wouldn't have been on drugs. If it wasn't for racism, wouldn't have been on drugs. If I could have got a good job, I wouldn't have been on drugs. If I wouldn't have got pregnant early, I wouldn't have been on drugs. If I wouldn't have been stressed out, I wouldn't have been on drugs. If I wouldn't have got depressed, I wouldn't have been on drugs. If I wouldn't have been in an accident, I wouldn't have been on drugs. If I would have got more love, I wouldn't have been on drugs. If God would have loved me, I wouldn't have been on drugs. You've heard people say this. I know I have. I've heard people blame everybody for their drug addiction. And then I've heard people come to terms with who they were. Yeah, I started using drugs to get high, and I was partying, whatever, having fun. And I couldn't turn it off. Like, I kind of felt like I was addicted to drugs the first time I tried them. I liked it, and I wanted to do it all the time. And the more that I did it, the less partying it felt like it was doing for me. It started to get nightmarish because I couldn't live without the drugs. But nobody could stop me from doing drugs. Nobody. So I got high every time I got a chance to get high. I lost my job because I wouldn't stop getting high. So I got high at work. I got high before I went to work. I'm hoping that it would hold me off until I got off work. It didn't always work that way. People tried to tell me, no, don't do it that way. Do it this way. Or don't get high all the time. I wouldn't listen. I was a lost cause. I was definitely on my way to either jail or dying or whatever. Nothing could stop it. But it wasn't anybody else's fault. You know, other people, I mean, I had my ups and downs and people who had done me wrong and right, just like anybody else. But ultimately, I made the decision. That's what a person who's keeping it real with themselves and who has probably gone to rehab would probably say. Because they've come to terms and they've come to grips with who they were and what they were and where they were going. So, when you can make the determination for yourself that you were a lost cause, then you're going to keep it real with everybody else and start making the proper apologies. Like, listen, I want to, you know, like my mom tried to involve me in all kinds of activity. I wasn't trying to hear that shit. I only wanted to do what I wanted to do. I mean, I started messing around with this girl. I started messing around with this boy, and nobody couldn't tell me nothing about her or him. Nobody couldn't tell me nothing. She tried to tell me that she wasn't no good for me. They tried to tell me that he wasn't no good for me, but I wouldn't listen. He would do me dirty, or she would do me dirty. They kept me in the clinic. They kept me at the precinct. They kept me in court, but nobody couldn't tell me nothing. You couldn't tell me that we didn't have the greatest love of all, but we was a lost cause. We were on our way to death and destruction. And tragically, you may have lost that person that you were a lost cause for. You may have physically lost them on some old, what was that couple? One of the guy and the couple was in the Sex Pistols, the punk band, the punk rock group, the Sex Pistols. Sid and Nancy. They had a movie about them, you know, Sid and Nancy. Both of them were on heroin. And you know, they were just a toxic couple, but they were very much in love with each other. But they were a lost cause as far as everybody else. He was on drugs bad. She was on drugs trying to manage him. They were a lost cause. They were bad for their band. They were bad for their family. They were bad for everybody. You know, so you know, how to know if something is a lost cause or not. And do you have to involve yourself with something or someone because it's a lost cause? Do you have the choice to say, well, yeah, it's a lost cause. It doesn't mean that it's a cause that I need to involve myself in. For example, if you are a citizen of the United States, a voting citizen of the United States, and let's say you're a Democrat, but you don't like the direction that the Democrats are going towards. For example, if you're somebody like me and you're a Democrat, but you're not a liberal, So you don't like all of this. Oh, by the way, my new term for LGBTQ is Black Lives Matter. So whenever y'all hear me talk about Black Lives Matter, I'm really talking about the LGBTQ. And for those of y'all who know, y'all know why I say it like that. And for those of y'all who don't know, Black Lives Matter is really the LGBTQ movement. When you know, you know. So you might look at the direction that the Democratic Party is going towards as a lost cause, because that's pretty much how it's been going, and that's the direction and the agenda that they hold now. You might not like it, and you might see the Democratic Party as being a lost cause. So maybe in dealing with it as a lost cause, and this is only saying if you believe that it's a lost cause, because you might believe that it might change or go in a different direction that it's going. But if you believe that it's a lost cause, you might say, well, you know, I'm not going to be a Democrat anymore. I'm going to be an independent. Well, maybe I might even switch over to the GOP. And you might consider them to be a lost cause anyway, but you got to make a decision. Anyway, you might say that I'm going to change because this is a lost cause and I don't want to be involved in this shit. Or you might say that, okay, it might be a lost cause, but this is my baby. I can't deal with the ideologies and the practices that the GOP are a part of. I just can't do it. So although I might not like everything about this lost cause of the Democrats or the liberals may be going towards, you might say that I'm just going to have to concentrate on the part of it that I do like or that I do agree with. So, yeah, so I agree with the welfare. I agree with the wealth gap between citizens, trying to close that wealth gap. I believe in that the government should get involved and help people out. You know, whatever, but you might still believe that it's a lost cause in the direction that it's going towards. Do you want to involve yourself or not? That's what we have to make the consideration of. What's going on, T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night? And Stacey White, what's going on tonight? And Carol Chamberlain, mi friend, mi favorita, my brother, Ansel Joe. My brother Ansel Jones and Mia Cunningham. What up, y'all? All right, let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. With this your daily go get a mission show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the... And if you can't say Omar with the R, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feel like real men and women should also. Tonight on the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show, as you may know by now, is how to know if something is a lost cause or not. How to know if something is a lost cause or not. How to know if something is a lost cause or not. Do you care if it's a lost cause or not? That's my baby. He's a lost cause or not. That's my friend. He's a lost cause or not. That's my brother, my sister, the lost cause or not. That's my mama and daddy, lost cause or not. I gotta get involved in the lost cause. That's my people. And I gotta get all in this lost cause. It's not lost to me. It might be lost to you. I'm gonna do what I have to do, what I'm obligated to do. And nobody's gonna stop this path. Even though the path that's going on, don't know the half of the danger that's ahead. But I'm gonna do this thing, roll over the rider to the wheels are falling off dead. I said what I said. You don't like it. I'm on this path. You can spike it. I don't really care if you care. I'ma get there. Yeah. 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 All right. I don't know if something is a lost cause or not. Relationships, marriages, lost causes. You ever been in a relationship or a marriage that was a lost cause? And maybe you didn't want to look at it as being a lost cause? Have you ever been in a relationship or a marriage where only the two of you believe that y'all could be together in a good way, or that things were going to get better between the two of you? You and that person might have been a lost cause to everybody else. Everybody else might have been saying, man, they are bad for each other. This is going to get bad. This relationship, this marriage is going nowhere except for divorce, separation, and maybe the hospital. Now, it may be true that only one person in the relationship or the marriage was the bad person. But when you're dealing with a situation where the good person in the relationship believes in the bad person in the relationship, and they can't be talked out of believing that the bad person in the relationship is the bad person in the relationship. They just think that all people are people. You know, everybody got their problems. Everybody got to do what they got to do. Nobody is perfect. No couple is perfect. We all got to deal with our own shit. But then you might be dealing with a lost cause. Now does being a lost cause mean that they can't be together? It might not mean that. But what it might mean is that they can't be together in a good way. They can't be together in a healthy way. They can't be together in a constructive way. They can't be together in a way that will have other people supporting them, cheering them on. Even involving themselves with people. I mean, even involving themselves with the couple. They might be that toxic. They might be that toxic on some Sid and Nancy shit, on some Bonnie and Clyde type shit. Macy, rest in peace. But when Whitney was alive, when she was married to Bobby Brown, did you look at their marriage? What little you may have known about it, because I didn't know either one of them, had never met either one of them, had never even been to either of their concerts. But from what they gave to the public eye, did you think that marriage had a chance? I would say no. I was impressed by how far they had gotten against all odds, because first of all, I don't believe in any celebrity marriages and relationships. I be thinking that all of that stuff is kind of fake, you know, because they be eating off their marriage. You don't eat off of your marriage unless the two of you are feeding each other. Other than that, ain't nobody rushing to support you and them to involve themselves in your details and actually pay for it. You know, ain't nobody going to have no, let's say Carol's husband name is, let's call him Stanley. Ain't nobody buying no Carol and Stanley trading cards or reading about them in People magazine or, you know, paying money to see them in an interview or a website or any of that kind of stuff. Don't go that way. But nonetheless, I didn't think that personally that their marriage could have lasted as long as it did last. But there were times I was thinking like, but shit, maybe they have what it takes. It seems a little unorthodox, but their marriage, from what I was seeing, you know, with their TV show and all that kind of stuff, with her screaming and always cheering Bobby on, you know, calling him the original king of R&B. You know what I mean? Remember how Whitney used to be bigging him up at any show he was on? Oh, she was like Allen Iverson mother. Oh, the original king of R&B. Yeah, the original king of R&B. you know, dissing R. Kelly. Shit was crazy. Everybody looking at Whitney like, you, this crack thing, you. But you know, you had to kind of look at it like every man in America, especially every black man, was like, well, look at this shit here. How many women of men that you know can clearly see their man's flaws, but make sure that when they in public, they don't harp on none of them shits. They don't point out none of his flaws and call him the king in front of everybody. Everybody looking at like, what's my man if your man is the king? Whitney ain't give a fuck. Fuck how y'all feel. This man is great, and I'm going to make y'all say it with me. And they did. Puff Daddy made everybody say that Biggie was the best rapper that ever lived when he passed. Nobody was saying that while the Notorious B.I.G. was alive. It's the truth. Nobody was saying Biggie was the best rapper alive or that ever lived when Biggie was alive. Nobody was saying that Tupac was the best rapper. Nobody would have dared say that shit when either one of them were alive. That's not a diss. But somebody can get the ball started if they believe in somebody else. And that's sometimes what we're faced with when we're dealing with lost causes. Something might be a lost cause, but it doesn't mean that we don't believe in it. And it doesn't believe, I mean, I'm sorry. And it doesn't mean that we won't involve ourselves with it. In it. Immerse ourselves right in the shit. All right, y'all. So let me see what y'all talking about. Let me see what you're talking about. All right. T. Carrie Wright. T. Carrie Wright. T. Carrie Wright says something. I'm sorry. Sometimes parents look at their teenagers or rambunctious children as a lost cause. That's not always true because there are usually underlying issues. But perception is everything. And sometimes those parents are right. Sometimes it's not just the parents looking at those kids as a lost cause. I mean, I've seen little boys that I knew were headed straight to jail. And guess where they went? Straight to jail. Other people tried to help. They tried to stay in there. Stand in there. Couldn't do it. Nothing was going to stop them. I've seen little girls that was fast like that. And you was like, I know they going to have a baby by the time they 17. And what happened? Yeah, baby by 17. Now, that's not to say that every teenage girl who gets pregnant is promiscuous. But I'm talking about the ones that were. Like, you couldn't get you, shit. Every time you turn... I mean, you all know, I knew girls that were like this. You knew girls that were like this. You was always having to chase some boy out of your house. He jumping out of windows and shit. They sneaking somebody in. You catching them fucking. How is it that some teenagers, some ratchet-ass, crazy teenagers just can't keep from getting caught all the time? Why you got to get caught all the time? Well, yeah. So I guess it's not always... a case where you get a smarter mouse when you build a better mouse trap. And sometimes you just keep catching more mice. You keep catching more mice. TKI Wright says, she also says, how often have we seen someone's family members decide that the person that their family member was with was a lost cause for whatever reason they thought that. Sometimes it was true. Sometimes it wasn't. Carol says, both scenarios are true. Parents don't want to or may not know how to deal with a rambunctious child. A wascally wabbit. G.K. Wright also says, first we have to ask ourselves who has the right to determine if it is a lost cause or not. True. TK Wright says, I was in a marriage that was a lost cause and didn't want to look at it that way. I wanted to try and make it work, make it fit even. Mm. Carol Chamberlain says, I can relate. I found myself in the same situation. Eventually, I learned it was not to be. Mm-hmm. And Carol says, dang, you mean I can't make money off of it, Omar? I don't know. If your husband's name is Stanley, if it's not, change his name to Stanley. And, you know, let's get it popping. Let's see if these Carol and Stanley, you know, that's a beautiful picture of you and him. You know, him standing behind you. It looks so supportive and all of that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? It reminds me of that old picture of the farmer and his wife with the pitchfork and the barn in the backdrop. You know, that could be you and Stanley. You know, very handsome couple. He's a handsome man. You're a beautiful woman. You know what I'm saying? We might, I don't know, Carol. I don't know. We might got a winner there. Let me contact Random House. Okay. Okay, I said, LOL, she really was. Whitney rode for Bobby Brown. She rode hard. So it might have looked like a lost cause to other people, and it was a lost cause. It eventually went how a lot of people thought it was going to go. But she fought the good fight. So she didn't believe that it was a lost cause until it was lost. It went farther than she could take it. Carol says, funny how some people can sway others' opinion of someone else. Mm-hmm. So making the determination that something is a lost cause is one thing, but knowing what you should do about it is a whole different thing. We don't always know what to do about something being a lost cause. We don't always know what to do. Sometimes we say, well, you know, look, I'm going to have to go in a different direction. I'm going to have to do something different. I'm going to have to let that be what it's going to be. And sometimes you might have to say, like, well, I might have to change my opinion of the direction that is going. So it might be a lost cause as far as going to New York is concerned. But it might be a real thing or not a lost cause as far as going to Maryland, D.C., Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, or Florida. It's a lost cause. It might be a lost cause going north, but it might be a real thing going down south. So when something else does not change, or when something else is not able to change, you have to change the way that you think about it sometimes. Yeah, some people don't want to accept that. I get it. It's okay. There are a whole lot of things that we don't want to accept that we have to accept. So sometimes when something isn't going to go the way that we thought it was going to go or wanted it to go, we might have to change our minds about what we will accept or where we will accept it going. Some people like snakes, for example. Some people like snakes. You're probably not going to get a snake and a mongoose to cool out with each other. Probably not. Or a honey badger. Probably not. You're probably not going to get a honey badger or a mongoose to cold kick it with a snake. You can get dogs to kick it with cats, even if they didn't grow up with each other. Often, whether a dog and a cat will be able to get along has a lot to do with that dog or cat's relationship with you. You know, if your dog trusts you and you bring in a cat, a dog is going to fall in line. Like, okay. As long as you haven't taught that dog or trained that dog to hate cats. Understand what I'm saying? I've seen it happen. You know, my sister had dogs. She'd bring them over my house. And, you know, the dog and the cat, they like, well, I guess that's my cousin. And you like, my mom say that that's my cat cousin. My dad say that that's my dog, my dog cousin. You understand what I'm saying? But you ain't going to be able to, you, out there in the wild, mongooses ain't kicking it with no snakes. Honey badgers ain't kicking it with no snakes. So if you think that you're going to get a snake to kick it with a honey badger or a mongoose, the Lion King. This ain't the Lion King. That shit that Scar was doing with the hyenas, not going to happen. Not going to happen on any level. No lion is chilling with no hyena. Not going to happen in the wild. Not a chance. Never. No exclusive of circumstances or you're not going to find any cases where a lion and a hyena got it popping out there in the wild. No fucking way. No way. So it's a lost cause in that regard. So you might have to accept that, okay, out there in the wild, it's a lost cause to think that a lion and a hyena are going to be able to go with each other or be with each other peacefully. No, one is food to the other. One is food to the other, period. Both ways, in fact. If a lion catches a hyena out there, they're going to eat the hyena. I don't even think lions really like the taste of hyenas. But they'll go ahead and eat them. If the hyena keep playing around, the hyena going to get ate. Like, I don't even, hyenas taste nasty as shit. Taste like dog. And hyenas, if a hyena catches a lion out there slipping, old, weak, he going to serve them up. You are food tonight. So it's a lost cause to think that out there in the wild circumstances that this union could be possible. So you might have to change the way you think about it. Right? Well, if I domesticate them and raise them together from cubs, then I think I could get a lion and a hyena to be together. And I'm going to tell you something. I've never even seen that in any of the nature videos that I watch. And I watch a lot of them shit. I've never seen nobody try to put a hyena, a baby hyena, and a baby lion together and raise them together. I've never seen it. Have y'all seen it? You know what? Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on, my brothers. Hold on, my sisters. Let me see. Let me see. Let me see. Let me see. Lions friends with unbelievable young lions and a hyena pup. Okay, there seems to be one video. Let me see. Let me see. They domesticated them together, and that's how they got it. That's how they got it to go. That's the only way it's going to fucking. And he had a meerkat on the joint. Yeah, leave it to YouTube, or should I say, leave it to human beings to make something that's unnatural seem like, oh yeah, there's a possibility. Like this, the Rainbow Coalition or the Democratic Party out there in the wild. Like, yeah, I'm going to make you friends with your food. That's the kind of stuff that human beings want to do. All right. But out there in the wild, it's a lost cause. You need to stop believing that that's going to be a possibility. No. Speaking of the wild, you know how some people can't stand the fact that out there in the wild, animals eat each other. That's it. Animals kill each other. That's it. They kill each other and they eat each other. That's the way it works out in the wild. It don't work no other kind of way. And sometimes when you can't accept that that's the way that it is out in the wild, because it's not that way in human life, it can make some things a little tough for you. You know, like it's wrong to kill. It's wrong for humans to kill other humans. That's the way that we are taught. Out there in the wild, it's not wrong. It's the way of, it's the only way they survive out there. I always wonder if we're going to get to heaven one day and find out that. All right, let's keep it moving. All right. All right. All right. All right. What we got? Stacey White, like and share. Appreciate it. Norris, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill, says, just as sure that calls are replaced, change is inevitable. We have to wash off dead ones every day. Oh, just as sure cells are replaced. My bad. Carol says, maybe in a movie or on TV, Omar. Yep. That's where it exists. That's where the way that we want things to be exists, in TV and movies. And our friend, the internet. So how to know if something is a lost cause or not? How do you know if the relationship you're in or the marriage that you're in or the friendship that you're in or the family that you are in is a lost cause or not? How do you know? How do we come to the point where we accept that we can't fix something? Will it have the impact on our lives that will discourage us from trying again in other areas? How do you know if something is a lost cause or not? How do you know that today isn't going to fix something? All right, here goes the part that none of us are going to like. Here's the part that I have to bring up that none of us like, but we all have to deal with in life. Here comes the part I don't want to talk about, but I can't leave it out because it's real to each and every one of us. How do you know if the health of someone is a lost cause or not? Whether it's your health, whether it's somebody else's health that you care about, love, or whatever. How do you know? How do you know? How do you know if it's a lost cause? You may have seen numerous doctors. You may have even, you know, researched different techniques and advances in science and medical breakthroughs and stuff like that. trying to reverse where this thing is going. How do we know? How do we know? What do we do when something is a lost cause? What do we do when something is in the stage 4, stage 4, stage 5? Did y'all know there was a such thing as stage 5 cancer? There is. There is. When you're stage 5, you're no longer mobile, basically bedridden. And it's a hard thing to deal with. Because when you have to deal with something being a lost cause in health, that might be when you start asking God, what's up? Like, what's up, God? What's up? How come? I understand this is your plan or whatever. I understand that we all have to go, but why does this one have to go? You know how much I need this one. We say all the time things like, well, God is the only one that determines if you live or die. Nobody else can make that determination. So why you still here? It's because God wants you here, and you ain't going nowhere until he says it's time to go. So you might not look at something as a lost cause until they take that last breath, close their eyes for the last time, and hear those vitals flatline. And it's tough as fuck. Kyle Chamberlain says, that's hard, oh. But when you love someone, you hope beyond hope, but you have to consider that the person suffering. Mm-hmm. Lost cause. No more treatments. You know, when my dad was sick, when he was going through his cancer, his bout with cancer, I had to listen to what he was trying to tell me. Because he had determined a year before he passed that it was a lost cause for him. He told me it was over. He said, Omar, I'm not going to get better. He said, between me and you, I'm not going to get better. He's like, keep that under your hat. But I was like, what the fuck? What? What do you mean? He meant that shit. He was like, he had already determined himself to be a lost cause in 2020. He died in 2021. But he told me he was a lost cause in 2020. But he made the determination that he was a lost cause. I don't think the doctors had done that. I don't think that the scientists had done that. I don't think that the treatment centers had done that. But because he knew he wasn't going to deal with the doctors and science and treatment centers, he was letting me know, like, yo, prepare yourself, young man. I hadn't accepted that he was a lost cause, but he had. You see the difference? He eventually won. You know, for lack of a better or more thought out way to put it. But for me, I was like, nah. I'm like, no, all of these advances in science, you know, we can go get you on an all plant-based diet. We can get that cancer out of you, Dad. See, something being a lost cause is not always something that you might involve yourself with, and it might not be something that you can actively change. So in terms of health, somebody or something might be a lost cause, and this is bigger than you. They might just be giving you the message. You know, you've been served. You're like, you've been served. They put an envelope in your hand. You've been served. I've been served? What the fuck? This shit say, I'm going to die. But you wasn't getting it no other way. Thanks. I'm sorry, y'all. Listen, I ain't want to be morbid about that. But there's some things that we have to accept when we're grown, and there's some things that we have to accept just because we're grown. And the reality of the end of life is one of those things that gets rammed down our throat. Stacey White says, a lost cause doesn't have to be cancer. It could be another illness. I know. I said your health, you know, the diagnosis or prognosis of your health or someone's health. Is it a lost cause or not? Oh, Lord. Carol says, there are certainly other illnesses besides cancer, like kidney failure. Oh, God, not that shit. Ugh, kidney failure. Ugh, dialysis. And why does kidney failure always have to be so indicative of everything else going wrong in the body? You ever notice that shit? You know, kidney failure. We don't be having liver failure and everything else breaks down. But it seems like we get kidney failure, man, because, you know, your kidney is somehow linked to your heart. You know what I mean? So most people who have problems with their kidneys, they got heart problems at the same time. It just be a mess. But it doesn't have to be a lost cause. Carol says heart problems. However you slice it, it's all a fact that we have to face. When you have to deal with the status of someone else's health, how do you know when it's a lost cause? And how will you deal with it being a lost cause? Because I'm going to say it again, just because it's a lost cause doesn't mean that you won't involve yourself in it. And just because it's a lost cause doesn't mean that you won't involve yourself in it. You might just have to change your mind about what direction is lost in or the way that is lost. Okay. Me becoming a NFL running back, quarterback, wide receiver, or being anything as far as a player in the NFL is a lost cause. Ain't going to happen. It ain't the end of the world. It ain't the end of my life. But it's a lost cause. We've had to deal with that in many other areas. You might have gone to school for something that wasn't going to work out. So you went to school for this major. You wind up graduating in this major. It might have been a lost cause for you pursuing what you had pursued in the beginning. You might not have dropped out, but you had to change direction. You had to change where you were going with this because the other way was a lost cause. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, just because it's a lost cause does not mean that you will or will not be involved with it. You might just have to rearrange your thought process about where it's going. It's going in a different direction than you had previously navigated it to go towards. Lost causes. That's what we're talking about tonight, y'all. lost causes. Well, with y'all, Matt, how to know if something is a lost cause or not? She loves me. She loves me not. She loves me. She loves me not. She loves me. She loves me not. That's right. She don't love you, but I love her. That's why you a sucker. No. How it go? She loves me. She don't love you. But why? Because you a sucker. But I love her. That's why you a sucker. Remember, you know, 4-4s back in the day, love is for suckers. Love is for suckers like me. I used to love 4-4s. They was the dopest. TK, right, says, it is not a lost cause. I am living proof of that. What is not a lost cause? Kidney failure? No, I'm not saying that kidney failure is a lost cause. I was saying that kidney failure is so indicative of other problems, other health problems that you have. It just seems to be the shit that sets off everything else. When other organs in the body fail, it's not indicative that, you know, your heart is going to mess up, your liver is going to mess up, your spleen, everything else is going to just fall in. It just seems like with kidney problems, it's like, ain't no way that your kidneys is the only problem that you have. Normally, when you have kidney failure, it's like, oh, shit. And, I mean, the way that it makes sense is because the urine has to leave your body. If your urine or your feces can't leave your body, it poisons you. So, yeah, everything else can become infected. Infected and affected. Okay. Stacey White says, living proof that is not a law. Okay. I'm living proof it's not a lost cause. You had kidney failure too, I guess? All right. Carol says, I have a genetic heart problem. It may take me out of here, or it may not. I have to live with that. Yeah, I wouldn't determine that to be a lost cause, because there are things that you can do. When I was talking about my dad, he had determined that it was a lost cause because he knew he was not going to do the other things that other cancer patients that wanted to live and fight cancer were going to do. He wasn't going to do that. That's why it was a lost cause with him. And it was a lost cause with us, even though we didn't want to accept that. We didn't know that it was a lost cause. We found out why it was a lost cause. No, it says in some cases, fractional relationships between parents and their offspring can be a lost cause. True indeed, TK, right? Says doctors have told people, I'm sorry, there's nothing else that we can do. Only for that person to decide that they were not a lost cause and pull through. That's true. It's more of the exception than the rule, but that's true. But that's why this show is called How to Know If Something is a Lost Cause or Not. How to know. It's personal. It's personal. What might be a lost cause to everybody might not be a lost cause to you. It doesn't mean that just because they think it's a lost cause or because you don't believe that it's not a lost cause, it doesn't necessarily mean that either one of you are necessarily right. This lost cause thing is very mental. It's a mental thing. It can be. It can be a mental thing. Sometimes it's physical. No, I said, that's right. She don't love you. But why? Because you a sucker. But I love her. That's why you a sucker. Jay Wright says, you ask if health issues is a lost cause. I'm answering that question. No, I'm saying, I was asking, how do you know when somebody else's health issues are a lost cause? How do you know? In other words, TK Wright, I was asking, at what point do you accept the fate of somebody that you care about when they have health issues? At what point do you have to hang your head on, all right, they ain't going to make it. They ain't going to make it. They're on a steady decline. At what point do you have to say to yourself, I just need to make them as comfortable as possible and spend as much time with them as possible before the ultimate thing happens? That's what I was asking. I was saying that God makes the ultimate choice. When do you have to say, I can't fix this? And evidently nobody else can fix it either. So I got to fix something else. I got to fix this. I can't fix this. I can't fix that. I got to fix this. This you can fix. You can't always fix this. Here's where the lost cause is. That's what I was saying. Okay. Cool. Positive reinforcement coming from Stacy. That's what's up. Stacy says, let's not forget, I had a bad accident 2 months ago and I'm doing better than what people thought. And also the doctor said, did they consider you to be a lost cause though? Was the accident that you had fatal? And even though something might not be fatal, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's not a lost cause. Like, you might lose a limb. Let's say you have diabetes. You have diabetes really bad, and you're going to lose your eyesight. There might not be nothing you can do about it. You're going to be blind. You're going to be blind, and you're going to be walking on one leg or no legs. Might be a lost cause in that regard. It's the price you paid for Kool-Aid. But you know, we gotta get on up out of here. I like the way the show is going, but we gotta make this clear. We gotta get on up out of here. I'd really like to be with y'all. Y'all are the shit. That's my. We gotta do these birthday shout outs, and we gotta do it now, right now, right now, baby. All right. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. April 24th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Sharnice Souter. Turning 46 years old today, and irreplaceable Jenny Mara, happy birthday to you. And Maura Z. Alice, happy birthday to you. And Shahida Muhammad, happy birthday to you. And Travis James, happy birthday, my brother. And Michael Ford, happy birthday to you, turning 65 years old today. And my girl, Rhonda Latoya Richardson. I said Rhonda Latoya Richardson. Happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. April 24th. I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on and do the damn, the rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, this lost cause thing is in your mind, baby. Lost cause is in your mental, baby. Lost cause happens in the physical, but so is where it really takes place. No waste. Yo, you can really believe in something that is going to be something else, but you got to think for yourself. Is it really possible? Can I make it happen by my own lonesome? I don't know. But I know I gotta keep going. I gotta keep proving. I gotta keep showing. I gotta make sure I shine like it was snowing and everything is white. But it's gonna be all right. I said tonight I learned a lot by myself. I learned about the other people's behavior and their health. And that's my word. It's gonna be okay someday. My way. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get a Mism show. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. I hope y'all enjoy listening to the show as much as I enjoy broadcasting it. Power Monday is one down. See y'all tomorrow on Pretty Petty Tuesday.